Travelers looking to visit several bucket list destinations in style can take advantage of a luxurious offering departing from Vancouver this fall. Known as a pioneer of small ship, ultra-luxury cruising, Seabourne provides guests with an all-inclusive experience with a gourmet touch. Each suite comes with its own personal suite host and suite attendant, who ensures their guest has the best possible onboard experience. The designated staff member will do everything from arranging a private in-suite cocktail party or preparing the suite for its signature bath experience called the Pure Pampering Bath. The luxury cruise line also boasts one of the highest guest-to-staff ratios in the industry, with nearly one staff member to each passenger. As the weather begins to cool off in the lower mainland, Seabourne offers a 33-day Pacific Coast, Sea of Cortez and the Humboldt route, sailing out of Vancouver. The voyage departs from Canada Place on September 28 and stops in Seattle before sailing down to California. It makes stops in Eureka and Santa Barbara before spending a couple of days at sea and then stopping in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. After this, the itinerary includes a handful of other Mexican stops before visiting Punta Arenas in Costa Rica. The voyage also makes a stop in Ecuador before making multiple stops in Peru and then several in Chile. Passengers will disembark in San Antonio, Chile on October 31. Date port arrive depart Thursday, September 28, Vancouver, BC, Canada 5 p.m. Friday, September 29, Seattle, Washington 8 a.m. 11 p.m. Saturday, September 30, Friday Harbor, WA 8 a.m. 4 p.m. Sunday, October 1 at sea Monday, October 2 Eureka, CA 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Tuesday, October 3 at sea Wednesday, October 4 Santa Barbara, CA 8 a.m. 7 p.m. Thursday, October 5 at sea Friday, October 6 at sea Saturday, October 7 Cabo San Lucas, Mexico 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Sunday, October 8 Isla San Francisco, Mexico 7 a.m. 11 a.m. Sunday, October 8 Isla San Jose, Mexico 1 p.m. 6 p.m. Monday, October 9 Los Islotes, Mexico 7 a.m. noon Tuesday, October 10 at sea Wednesday, October 11 at sea Thursday, October 12 Huatulco, Mexico 8 a.m. 6 p.m. Friday, October 13 at sea Saturday, October 14 at sea Sunday, October 15 Punta Arenas, Costa Rica 7 a.m. 5 p.m. Monday, October 16 at sea, Tuesday, October 17 at sea, Wednesday, October 18, Manta, Ecuador, 5 a.m., 6 p.m., Thursday, October 19, at sea, Friday, October 20, Salaverry, Trujillo, Peru, 8 a.m., 10 p.m., Saturday, October 21, Guanape Islands, Peru, 7 a.m., noon, Sunday, October 22, Lima, Callao, Peru, 8 a.m., Monday, October 23, Lima, Callao, Peru, 6 p.m., Tuesday, October 24, at sea, Wednesday, October 25, Punta Isla, Peru, 6 a.m., 8 a.m., Wednesday, October 25, Matarani, Arequipa, Peru, 9 a.m., 6 p.m., Thursday, October 26, at sea, Friday, October 27, Antofagasta, Chile, 8 a.m., 11 p.m., Saturday, October 28, at sea, Sunday, October 29, Isla Coros, Chile, 8 a.m., 2 p.m., Sunday, October 29, La Serena, Chile, 6 p.m., Monday, October 30, La Serena, Chile, 2 p.m., Tuesday, October 31, San Antonio, Chile. 7 a.m. Cruise from Vancouver to Chile on an ultra-luxury ship. The total cost for a veranda suite, V1, for two people is $30,586 or $15,293 per person. This price includes all taxes and fees and works out to a per diem total of $463.42. Since Seabourn is an all-inclusive cruise, guests won't be required to tip for services or experiences. The price of tips has already been included in the cost of the cruise. Complimentary Wi-Fi with unlimited minutes is also included in the cost, which is something that isn't typically included in the cost of an ocean cruise. The price also includes accommodation, premium alcohol and wine, upscale dining options, and onboard activities. All of the veranda suites feature a separate seating area with a coffee, dining table for two, a sliding glass door to the balcony, a sleeping area with a queen-sized bed or two twin beds, a TV, and a bathroom with a separate shower and tub. Photo via Seabourn.